ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो
भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Today we are continuing to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, entitled Jamila delivered by the Vishnu Dudas, text number 22. Dvija Parshad Vinirmukto
Dvija Parshad Vinirmukto
Gata Bhi Prakritim Gata
Gata Bhi Prakritim Gata
Vavande Shirasa Vishnu
Vavande Shirasa Vishnu
Kinkaran Darshanotsavaha
Kinkaran Darshanotsavaha
Dvija Parshad Vinirmukto
Dvija Parshad Vinirmukto
Gata Bhi Prakritim Gata
Gata Bhi Prakritim Gata
Vavande Shirasa Vishnu
Vavande Shirasa Vishnu
Kinkaran Darshanotsavaha
Kinkaran Darshanotsavaha
Dvija Parshad Vinirmukto
Dvija Parshad Vinirmukto
Gata Bhi Prakritim Gata
Gata Bhi Prakritim Gata
Vavande Shirasa Vishnu
Vavande Shirasa Vishnu
Kinkaran Darshanotsavaha
Kinkaran Darshanotsavaha.
What do I mean? Dvijaha
Dvijaha
The Brahmana Ajamila
The Brahmana Ajamila
Pasha
Pasha
From the news
From the news
Vinirmuktaha
Vinirmuktaha
Being released
Being released
Gata Bihi
Gata Bihi
Free from fear
Free from fear
Prakritim Gataha
Prakritim Gataha
Came to his senses
Came to his senses
Vavande
Vavande
Offered his respectful obeisances
Offered his respectful obeisances
Shirasa
Shirasa
By bowing his head
By bowing his head
Vishnoha
Vishnoha
Of Lord Vishnu
Of Lord Vishnu
Kinkaram
Kinkaram
Unto the servants
Unto the servants
Darshana Utsavaha
Darshana Utsavaha
Very pleased by seeing them
Very pleased by seeing
them. Translation and purport by His Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Having been released from the nooses of Yamaraja's servants, the Brahmana Ajamila, now free from fear, came to his senses and immediately offered obeisances to the Vishnu Dudas by bowing his head at their lotus feet. He was extremely pleased by their presence, for he had seen them save his life from the hands of the servants of Yamaraja. Purport. Vaishnavas are also Vishnu Dudas because they carry out the orders of Krishna. Lord Krishna is very eager for all the conditioned souls rotting in this material world to surrender to Him and be saved from the material pangs in this life and punishment in hellish conditions after death. A Vaishnava therefore tries to bring conditioned souls to their senses. Those who are fortunate like Ajamila are saved by the Vishnu Dudas or Vaishnavas and thus they return back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamcha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude तप्तकांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। अजामिला इज गोइंग थ्रू दिस ट्रांसफॉर्मेशनल experience, being saved from the nooses of Yamaraj, which is very hard for anyone to escape, escape from the jaws of death, as you can say. In his case, he is more fortunate because he is able to see his whole life's activities being discussed from two different perspectives. And the significant activity of calling out to the Lord in a helpless condition at the time of his death, the weightage of that, how much that call to the Lord had over the weight of the sins that he had committed. So the discussion between the Vishnudutas and the Yamadutas clearly brings out the consequences of one's actions in their life and the consequence of helplessly calling out the name of the Lord at the time of death. Ajamila, as we all know, was born in a Brahmana family. So that birth in a Brahmin family is a result of his past activities. So that gives you a situation from which you can perfect your life and not come back to this material world. He was on that path, as Prabhupada described, as a perfect Brahmana, chanting mantras, following all the principles. But the material nature does throw challenges in front of us. Ajamila was not an exception. So when a challenge was thrown at him and it was overwhelming and he took it on his own consciousness and meditated on the embracing of the Shudra and the prostitute, the meditation became so intense that it transformed into his own life, that he himself had to marry that prostitute and have children and all that story we heard. So the wrong choice that he made put him in a situation that he fell from the position of an exalted Brahmana to that of the most sinful person. We saw the list of sins that he had committed as stated by the messengers of Yamaraj. So the consequence of one's action and how you spoil the best situation that you're in, that's given to you. That's one of the key themes that comes up. And now, Ajamila, despite that downfall, and he's gone up to the jaws of the death, and at that time calling out the name of the Lord, and then he's given a second chance, as we can see here. So the consequence of calling out the name of the Lord helplessly, without offenses, that had the effect of removing all the sins. If we notice, the Vishnudutas did not say, okay, Yamadutas, you have come, take him, punish him for all the sinful activities, then you will come back and take him to the Vaikuntha. So they did not say that. That's what you usually expect. So you suffer for what you have done, and then you come back and enjoy for the chanting the holy name. But it's the other way around, that this helpless call neutralized all the sinful activities and we saw with analogies as to how the power of the holy name acts, whether you chant knowingly or unknowingly. So the Vishnu Dudas are making a very strong point by saying that the atonement, which normally you do for a particular type of a sin, if it's heavy, you do a heavy atonement, small sin, small atonement, all of that is taken care of by chanting the holy name. That elaborates and it demonstrates the power of chanting the holy name. Now here Ajamila is coming back to his senses, as stated in this verse. He is coming back to his senses. He is free from fear. Why is he free from fear? Free from fear is, first is calling out of the name of the Lord, and that brings the devotee association. He is hearing the Vishnu Duda speak. So that association also drives away the fear. And then no one has to tell him about the power of holy name anymore. Like he has seen in his life, it's direct experience, pratyaksha pramana, life transforming experience. So he is immediately convinced as to how much the Vishnu Dudas are saying about the holy name, it's true and it's applicable to me in my life. Now I must change from where I am now in this downtrodden situation. I must come back. And this is drawing the emotions from the heart of Ajamil. And then we can see, because he's come back to his senses, if you see some exalted Vaishnavas, you offer obeisances by bowing down. And that's what Ajamila is doing. The other effect of being in the association of Vaishnavas is being extremely pleased. That's why we sing in the morning, Samsara Dava Nalalida Loka. The presence of the spiritual master, his words, the presence of the Vaishnavas, their words, brings an extremely pleasing experience by extinguishing the forest fire of material existence. And that's what we are seeing here. The beauty of the Vishnu Dudas was described earlier. So Ajamila has seen their beauty, he has heard their voices, and describing the glories of the holy name. And these are all producing pleasing experience in him. Having discussed the power of the holy name and the effect, we will dwell upon the aspect of the merciful nature of the Lord and the eagerness of the Lord, the internal mood of the Lord that's being brought out here in the purport. How the mood of the Lord is inherited, adopted and carried forward by the Vaishnavas. And why do the Vaishnavas go and save the conditioned souls? What's the what's the motive behind Vaishnavas going and saving the what's the motive behind Vaishnavas going and saving these conditioned souls? Why do they do that? So we'll dwell upon those themes. So Krishna is described in the 4th canto and the 3rd canto of Bhagavatam as Anukampita Atma, the all-compassionate Lord. And is the shelter of all shelters, Sharanam Saranyam. Now in the Mangala Charana that we sing, we also describe Krishna as Karuna Sindhu, means ocean of mercy, and friend to all, Dhina Bandhu, one who is the property of the impoverished, as Kunti Devi says. Shuhrut, So different varieties of words, gradations of words are used to describe friendship. Shuhrut, Bandhu, Mitra. So the gradations are in such a way that it indicates the intimacy. So the most intimate friend to all living beings is the Lord. Shuhrutam Sarva Bhutanam. So this merciful aspect of the Lord is exhibited by extending himself through various ways to reach out the conditioned souls and bring them back to his abode. That is his mercy aspect. And one of the way, the powerful way in which he extends his mercy is through his holy name. So if we look at the syllables Krishna, one of the meaning is one who takes you away from the cycle of birth and death. All attractive features there, and one who also takes you away from the cycle of birth and death. So the power of the holy name through which he extends himself and makes himself accessible to all living beings, and having no conditions, no matter what situation you are in, impure, pure. Ajamila did not think, okay, let me go take a bath, do the archaman, then chant the holy name. He did not think about all of that. He just called out the name of the Lord in a helpless condition and he was saved.
Sansmiya.
Yeah, it is not even indicating the Lord, it is indicating his son's name. So this is one way that the Lord is extending his mercy. The other way the Lord extends his mercy is by appearing in the form of the deity. The deity form of the Lord is a way that we conditioned souls who are used to seeing matter. So Lord descending through the form of matter and spiritualizing matter, because he has got the potency to spiritualize matter. So he enters a deity form. The crucial part of installing deities is that one of the devotee or many devotees of the Lord have to request the Lord to reside in the deity form. Otherwise, the deity installation is not complete. So here we see the Lord extending his mercy through his devotees and appearing in the deity form. That's why after finishing all the formalities of keeping the idol in grain, in water, immersed for so many days, there is a whole procedure. After that, the crucial step is that the devotee, pure devotee, he touches his heart, Paramatma, and then you please come and reside in this deity form and we will do service to you at regulated timings. And that's the crucial step in installing deities. So through that form also we can do service, see the reciprocation, and that's another powerful way by which when we bathe the deities, the charanamrita is given out, and that also has a profound purifying effect. There is no qualification for anyone to come and partake the water that's the body and feet of the Lord. That is another way that the Lord extends his mercy. Now the fact that we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, the book, Grantharaj as we say, the manifestation of the scriptures is another way that the Lord extends himself by the sound vibration, and he incarnates as a literary incarnation, puts it in writing for us so that people in Kali Yuga, because the memory is very low, you can't remember all of that. So if it is in written form, even if I forget, I go back and read it. That's why there is constant discussions on the topics of the Lord. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Why? Because we are bound to forget. It's in the written form, okay, so even if you forget, we can go back and read again and bring the lost memory back. So through the incarnation of sound, through deity, through the scriptures, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, these are all having profound effects, and through that we understand that the Lord is merciful, and the internal mood of the Lord is to bring these souls back to Him. Although He is described here as all merciful, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes that He puts the demoniac persons in the lower species of life. So Krishna says that He does it. So in that purport, Prabhupada brings out this challenging point about, you claim that the Lord is all merciful, but how is that the all merciful Lord is putting living beings, demoniac people, in lower species of life? Is it not a kind of punishment? What kind of mercy is that? Now that's when we see the power of choices which the living being makes. The demoniac persons, their desire is that they want to stay away from the Lord as much as possible. So that's your desire, that's your actions, that's your mentality, and accordingly you face the consequence. So because you've desired that, you acted in that way, if that's what you want, that's what you get. In that purport, Prabhupada explains that the Lord is showing His mercy by putting those living beings in that species of life. This is from the purport, 1620. The placing of the asuras, the demons, in the lowest status of life is simply another feature of the Lord's mercy. Sometimes the asuras are killed by the Supreme Lord, but this killing is also good for them. For in Vedic literature, we find that anyone who is killed by the Supreme Lord becomes liberated. There are instances in history of many asuras, Ravana, Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, to whom the Lord appeared in various incarnations just to kill them. Therefore, God's mercy is shown to the asuras if they are fortunate enough to be killed by Him. So, killing of the asuras, as described in the purport, is also a form of the mercy shown by the Lord. And that too, compared to the other incarnations, when Krishna kills demons, they don't take birth again. I remember His Holiness Bhanu Swami describing how Jai Vijay, they take birth as Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, they get killed by Narasimhadev, then they again take the form of Ravana and Kumbhakarna, then they get killed by Lord Ram, and then finally when they get killed by Lord Krishna, they don't take birth again. So that's the speciality of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord. Even when killing the demons, He gives them liberation, various kinds of liberation. And it is this quality of the Lord which He shows compassion to the demons also, and killing them and giving them higher position, which even the yogis aspire to get. But that quality of the Lord attracted Sukadeva Goswami. And he heard his father describing how Lord Krishna, when Putana, the demon Putana, disguised in the form of a beautiful lady, came with her breast filled with poison to feed Krishna and to kill him. So the intention is to kill, but the activity was to feed milk. So Krishna looked at the intention, ignored the action, and then he elevated Putana to the position of a datri, of a motherly level as a nurse in the spiritual world. I forgot the verse. Amva dayalam sharanam rajemam. Datri Uchitam Kamva Dayalam Sharanam Rajema. So that's the verse which transformed the heart of Sukadeva Goswami, appreciating the and glorifying the nature of Lord Krishna, that he is so merciful that even a person who is coming with an ill intention, he forgives them when they render some service to him. Lord Brahma also glorifies this magnanimous aspect of the Lord. They need some chairs. So this magnanimity of the Lord is being appreciated by Lord Brahma in his prayers. After the Brahma Vimohan Leela, he prays to the Lord and he says that my mind becomes bewildered just trying to think of what reward other than you could be found anywhere. Lord Brahma is saying that you are the best reward any person can get. So he continues to pray. You are the embodiment of all benedictions which you bestow upon the residents of the cowherd community of Vrindavanam. Here comes the crucial line describing Krishna's magnanimity. The way Lord Brahma puts it is like this. You, Lord Krishna, you have already given yourself, you have already arranged to give yourself to Putana and her family members in exchange for her disguising herself as a devotee. You have already arranged to give yourself to Putana and her family members in exchange for her disguising herself as a devotee. So what is left for you to give to these devotees of Vrindavana? What is left for you to give to these devotees of Vrindavana? And what are these devotees giving to the Lord? Here comes the list. The devotees of Vrindavana, they are giving their home, their wealth, their friends, their dear relations, their own bodies, their children, and their very lives and hearts. This is the list of things that the devotees of Vrindavana, they are giving all of this to the Lord and they are only dedicated to you. So it is a rhetorical way of asking, you have given yourself to Putana, my dear Lord, and his and her family members, as we know, life in Vrindavan was not peaceful because every time there was an attack by a different demon. Putana was one, because she got killed, her other family members, brothers, all of them, they wanted to kill Krishna.
Agasura.
All of them came one after the other, one after the other. There were so much disturbances being created, one after the other, one after the other. One may give this example of how the Pandavas suffered one calamity after the other calamity. The residents of Vrindavana suffered the same, like one disturbance after the other. But what was comforting them was the presence of the Lord. So this is the prayer 10.14.35 where Lord Brahma describes the merciful aspect of the Lord. I'll recite the verse. Esham goshani vasinam utabhavan kim devara te tinash cheto vishva phalat phalam tvadaparam kutrapayan mupyati sadvesha divaputana api sakulatvameva devarpita yadha martha shuhrut priyatma tanaya pranashaya stvatkrite Yadhamartha Shuhrut Priyatma Tanaya Pranashayas Vakrute. So the residents of Vrindavana, they are giving Dhamma, their home, Artha, wealth, they are giving up their friends, they are giving up their dear relatives, they are giving up their own bodies, they are giving up their own children, they are even giving up their life air. When some of them are prevented from going to meet the Lord, Ashaya, their minds dedicated to you. What is left in you, my Lord, to give to them? Because you have already given yourself to Putanapi Sakula, to Putana and family members like Bakasura and Agasura. What is left? So here we see that the merciful aspect of the Lord is extending not only to his devotees but also to the demons, and they also get elevated. So this is how we understand how the Lord is not partial. He reciprocates according to how you act and approach him. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam stataiva vajamaya. As you surrender unto me, I reveal accordingly. Having established how the Lord is merciful even to his even to the demons, the same Lord demands surrender. Lord Krishna demands surrender for him to bestow his mercy. As Prabhupada explains, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more magnanimous, that he does not even demand surrender, whether you are qualified or not qualified, patra apatra. He simply gave love of God, the process of chanting of the holy name to whomever he met. And as we know, he and the Panchatattva, they are more merciful than Lord Krishna in that they don't see whether a person is qualified or not. Despite their disqualifications, the holy name is given to them, the process is given to them. And I was hearing a lecture as to how Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India alone. He did not come with travel with his associates. He, while traveling in South India, he was singing and dancing in love of God. And whomever he met on the way, he gave them the love of God. Whether they are qualified or not, doesn't matter. He gave them the love of God, and they started dancing and singing in ecstasy. And now, after having danced with them, he said, now you go in this direction, you go in this direction, you go in this direction. Now you spread the mercy. So these devotees were reluctant to go, but then it's an order of Mahaprabhu. So they went, and whomever met these devotees, they also got transformed, and they also got the highest goal of life, which is love of God. So like that, Mahaprabhu distributed love of God through this congregational chanting.
Even to the animals? And,
yes, even to the animals. So that was the next point I was about to make. The followers of in Jharkhand, Mahaprabhu did that pastime, and the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, they are described as merciful to those who are gentle and also merciful to those who are ruffians. Dhira adhira jana priya priya karo. And as described in the Sarva Goswami Ashtakam, these Goswamis get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they carry that and they remove the burden of this material world by extending that mercy. So they are called as Kripa Bharav, who are bearing the mercy, and Bhara, which is the burden of this material world, Bhuvi Bhuva, they are removing. How? By pouring upon the suffering conditioned souls the pastimes, by singing the pastimes of the Lord. Papa Tapa Nikrantanam Tanubritam Govinda Ganamritai. So how are they doing? How are they removing the sinful reactions and activities of the living beings? Is by pouring upon them the songs of the glories of the Lord. Govinda Ganamritai. And it goes on to describe that these are the Goswamis that we need to take shelter of. They are worthy of honor and saranya karav. They are without envy and they are the best well-wishers. And they remove the sinful reactions and they also bestow upon the living beings the ocean of transcendental bliss. Now, for us to access the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis, for us it happens through the mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. So we get the mercy of Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis through Him. The internal mood of Srila Prabhupada is exemplified in the prayer that he writes in the most crucial time of his life when he faced the brutal heart attacks and when he was in the ship. See, when a person is crushed, and what is inside will come out. Here Prabhupada is being put into this difficult situation and apparently being crushed, but what comes out is the call of love to the Lord, asking, taking shelter of Him, and also he is seeing the situation in the West, how they are overcome by the modes of passion and ignorance. Seeing that, it draws the mercy, compassion from Prabhupada's heart, and then he prays to the Lord, "You have brought me here, there must be some purpose. If you want, you can remove, bring these people out of the modes of passion and ignorance. And for that purpose, make my speaking ability in such a way that I can convince these people who are covered by the modes of passion and ignorance." So Prabhupada did not look down upon them and hate them. Rather, he saw them as part and parcel and children of the Lord, and they are suffering in passion and ignorance. I have to relieve them. For that I need empowerment. So please, if you so desire, my Lord, make me, as Prabhupada writes, "You have given me the title of Bhakti Vedanta. If you want, you can fulfill that purpose by helping me remove their passion and ignorance." In this Markinay Bhagavad Dharma prayer, he sings. So, he is referring to those who are covered by passion and ignorance, Prabhupada writes. "They will become liberated from the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. So here we can see the similarity in the mood of Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis. So the Lord and the devotees, how they have the same inner mood of not able to tolerate the suffering of the conditioned souls, being eager to bring them back to the eternal abode of the Lord. And how both are, the Lord and the devotees, are considered as compassionate. That's just as we saw, Krishna is called as Karuna Sindhu, the ocean of mercy. Okay. Now what do we say about the Vaishnavas? When we do the Vaishnava pranams, we say that they are also oceans of mercy. They are also well-wishers of everybody. And they are also doing what the Lord wants them to do. In one sense, Prabhupada writes that the devotees are more merciful than the Lord. Why? In 3.29, Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says that ignorant people are living in this material world, they are bewildered by the modes. And these ignorant people are attached to material activities. So Krishna is clearly saying that the wise don't go and unsettle the ignorant, although their duties are inferior. So this is Krishna's words. But in the purport, Prabhupada writes that the devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord because they understand the purpose of the Lord. Consequently, they undertake all kinds of risks, even to the point of approaching ignorant men to try to engage them in the acts of Krishna consciousness, which are absolutely necessary for the human being. So here we see the Lord is saying, don't disturb. Don't disturb the ignorant. But Prabhupada is saying in the purport, no, we still go and do it because we know the internal mood of the Lord, as brought out in today's purport. The internal mood of the Lord is that He doesn't want the living beings to suffer in this life and also suffer in the next life in hellish conditions. So that's why the devotees of the Lord are more kind, as said by Prabhupada. The devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord because they understand the purpose of the Lord. So oneness comes by oneness in purpose, not by merging with the Lord and losing our individuality. So there is oneness in purpose. The Lord is Shubhrit, Bandhu, the most dear friend, different degrees of friendship, and then the Vaishnavas are also the same, well-wishers, near to both the ruffians and the Dhira, Adhira, both the sober and the ruffians, the Vaishnavas are dear to both of them. So here we see that the similarity side by side, how the Lord's internal mood and His external actions and the way that He does various pastimes, all of that is intended to bring the conditioned souls back. Now what the devotees do, whatever the Lord does, they discuss again and again. The Lord may do a pastime once in a particular universe, but the devotees recite that again and again, again and again. It goes to such extent that it draws the mercy and draws the Lord Himself such a way that the Lord says that I am not dwelling in Vaikuntha, nor am I dwelling in the heart of the yogis. But wherever my pastimes are being discussed, that's where I reside.
Naam Vasami Vaikunthe Yogina Medyam Nasya Mam Bhakta Vet Gayanti Tattam Dushan Mahadeva.
Yeah. Naham Tishtami Vaikunthe Yogina Hridaye Shiva Yatra Gayanti Mad Bhakta Tatra Tishtami Narada. Wherever my devotees are reciting my pastimes, I recite there. So this is how the Vaishnavas are also Vishnu Dudas, as described in this word-to-word meaning. Kinkaram means the servants. So a servant should know the internal mood of the master, and he should execute the orders of the master, and he should please him. And because the Vaishnavas are going and approaching the conditioned souls, pouring upon them the pastimes of the Lord, bringing them back to their senses, and ultimately bringing them back to the Lord, the purpose of the Lord and the devotees are one, and therefore they are called as Vaishnavas are also called as Vishnu Dudas. And when other common men come in contact with such Vishnu Dudas or Vaishnavas, they also become delivered. Now one may question as to how I don't have the ability of Lord Krishna, I'm not that potent as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not as potent as the six Goswamis, or as potent as Srila Prabhupada. How do I exhibit this quality of mercy? Because I myself need mercy. I myself am not qualified. How do I extend this mercy? Because we have discussed very high things, the Lord saving the demons, promoting the demons, also being very kind to the devotees of Vrindavan. We saw about Mahaprabhu delivering whole South India, then we saw the six Goswamis, we saw Srila Prabhupada. Now they are all exalted personalities, they are Lord Himself, some of them. I am not of that caliber. Now how do I still be acting mercifully? So His Holiness Saraswati Maharaj writes in his Vaishnava Qualities and Behavior book, the first quality of the 26 qualities, the first one is mercy, merciful. A Vaishnava is merciful. And Lord Kapila also describes the sadhu as well-wisher of all. Ajata Shatrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. He is a well-wisher of all living beings. So now Maharaj writes in that, so we may not have the same capacity to be merciful as the other exalted devotees, but when we carry out the mission of the all-merciful spiritual master, all-merciful founder Acharya, when we take part in the mercy mission, we also are spreading that mercy to others. We may not have the same intensity of mercy which others have, but because we are involved in the mercy mission, we also spread the mercy. So Maharaj gives the example of a of doctors who go and work in the battlefield, like
COVID.
Doctors who go and work in a battle, near the battle where it's happening, in a war zone. Those doctors, they may not, or the nurses, they may not have the full mercy in their heart, but their mission is to be show mercy to those who are wounded in the battle, pick them up, transport, and if they may not have their entire mercy in their heart overflowing, but they are given a duty of doing it, going and rescuing people who are wounded in the battle. In the same way, if we take part in the mercy mission of Srila Prabhupada, then we also inherit that mercy and we extend that to others by giving them the holy name, as we saw earlier, giving them the remnants of the deity, the Charanamrita, then the reciting and sharing of the books, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, distribution, and also distributing prasadam. So by participating in the mission, mercy mission, we also extend the mercy to others, even though we may not be as magnanimous as Mahaprabhu or the Goswamis or Srila Prabhupada.
Not qualified.
So, I will conclude there and see if there are any questions on what we discussed today. Yes, Mahatma Prabhu.
Thank you very much for an excellent conversation on this topic. I was hearing Navyugin Maharaj. Navyugin Maharaj was directly serving Prabhupada in March 1977 in Vrindavan. So he was telling the story that he used to massage the lotus feet of Prabhupada at night and then in the morning. So one night he massaged his lotus feet, went out, and through the window he was seeing a Prabhupada dictating. And it happened in the morning when he got up, Prabhupada was dictating. So eventually he took the courage for Srila Prabhupada. Didn't you sleep last night? So you know, the reply of Prabhupada, how can I sleep? Who will help you? This is a compassion of Prabhupada. That unless I dictate, unless I read the message of Krishna, glory of Krishna, the Krishna, you will not read it. And you won't get the mercy. So how can I sleep? So he was empowered completely, Krishna. And as you said, on the boat, he is saying, I am most fallen. I have no ability. You are the only one who can make them understand what I want. So this is the beauty of God. So we want to serve his mission. And that's how we can gain some little mercy through Prabhupada and our Guru Maharaj. So there was one comment. And I put one question, please. This word Darshano Sabha, if you want to explain it more, Darshano Sabha. So what is Darshano Sabha?
Yeah, so Darshana Utsava, according to the word to word meaning, it says very pleased by seeing them. So here in the context of Ajamila, it is Ajamila being very pleased in seeing the form of the Vishnu Dutas. The other beauty is, and the pleasing effect is also through the words of the Vishnu Dutas, which is glorifying the holy name and the Lord. So the power of devotee association is such that it will exemplify, magnify and increase the potency of the Lord's message and pastimes. And the way the exalted devotees describe those pastimes, with their potency you will actually enter the pastimes. So that is another beauty. And then you take the actual darshan of the Lord by hearing. And that becomes a celebration, and that is called Utsava.
Thank you.
Darshana.
I got another Utsava point in your lecture. About Krishna. Krish means all attract, and Na means reservoir of pleasure.
Reservoir of pleasure.
So this is another meaning of Krishna. Why we have to say Krishna? Because Krish means all attractive, and Na means reservoir of pleasure. He is the ocean of pleasure. So he is the only one who can give even a drop of mercy. It will take us across this material ocean. And therefore we have to serve our bona fide spiritual master, most important.
Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Prabhupada ki jaya.